Welcome home. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road. So nice. We had to do it twice this week because I'm really looking forward to this. On Wednesday, we're going to be at Coco's Pub. On Friday, we are going to be back at Pizza John's in Essex. I will have scratch-offs in the Maryland Lottery. They are Raven scratch-offs. They feel a little luckier here now. The Ravens have won some football games. They're purple like the Vikings. Hopefully, will be after the game on Sunday in Minnesota. Lucas in Owings Mills. We have trading deadline. We've got all sorts of things going on around here, including my GBMC sponsorship this month for colonoscopy. So I am going in 2 weeks. I got a special milkshake they're telling me about and all that. So I'm just reminding everyone to be responsible. Don't do what I did. Wait till you're 57 to go in and be scared. I'm not scared yet, but I'm getting more scared as the weeks go on. It'll feel better if the Ravens start winning, but at least I had a great World Series. And the one thing I would say, and Leonard, I don't want to freak anybody out, and I certainly don't want to disgust anyone in a week where I'm going to be having coconut shrimp this week on
There
Wednesday.
we go.
I'm going to be having crinkle cut French fries with delicious gravy, probably some Old Bay wings on Friday when I go to Pizza John's. I was with you on Saturday night at
Yes.
Costas. Costas has a special catering room at the new Timonium location. You've christened it. It was a wonderful space. We had a big party and all of that. But
Absolutely.
I ate like I was going to the chair,
Amen.
and I left. And I'll tell you more about it in a minute, but I left your party in the third inning. The 3-run home run that Bo Bichette hit had just gone over the fence. Mixologist John was your bartender. He's a legend, legendary WNST guy, who's a legendary bartender at Costas. Big baseball guy. He's done trips all over baseball, like all that. And you had dueling pianos. You had crabs. They had the
Absolutely.
Breeders' Cup inside Costas was going on
Yes.
all day for the horse racing
Yep.
people and all that.
Packed.
But
Packed.
I left your place. I ate so much, and I can't eat like that the week before the colonoscopy. Everything I'm not allowed to have was on the list, like nuts, legumes, anything with a seed. Like I learned all of this stuff, but
Right.
man, nothing. And I hope I didn't offend any of your clients because
Ah,
it
come
is
on.
a mix and match. We always have this wonderful couple from Ukraine that we eat with every
Yeah.
single year. They're showing us pictures of their kids and telling stories, and we're talking about Russia and Ukraine and politics and sports, and they don't understand baseball. But I had to leave your party because it was game seven of the
Game
freaking
seven.
World Series.
That's
And I
right.
feel awful. I just want to apologize to
Hey,
you.
it's
I
all
want to
good.
apologize to Billy Joel and Elton John. I want to
They were
apologize to your
rocking.
sister. I didn't flirt with your sister. I didn't flirt with your Uncle Howard. I just please apologize to all of them because I was distracted, man.
Hey man, that's your world. Game seven. What are we gonna do? Who knew that it was gonna become not October, but November baseball? My goodness,
I elbowed Matthew. I didn't even
it was
talk to him about
crazy.
Ireland. I
It's
feel like a jerk,
crazy.
you
It's
know?
crazy. So
Kathy, I apologize to your
yeah.
mom. I talked to your mom at length. I didn't talk to any, but I had left in the third inning, and I want to leave you with this because I hope I didn't offend anybody at your
No,
party because you had
no.
the ice cream truck right at the front door,
Yes,
right?
sir.
Give
Yes,
everybody the
sir.
philosophy on the ice cream truck because I ate
Just.
three meals. I had four crabs as big as my head. I
Yep.
helped little Lori, my dude that
Yep.
has the same hair
Yep.
as me, and everybody thinks he's a chick, but he's a dude. I'm a dude. We had a lot of
Right.
fun with it, with our hair, and I helped him pick his claws and did all that. And then I walk out, and the truck's there. And this is where I hope I didn't offend anybody. All right, so
I don't
I'm
know.
working on my comedy, and I look. You're Republican. You work blue, even though you're red, right?
Yeah,
So
go ahead.
you know, work a blue room. So anytime. My joke, and this probably goes back to the Chesapeake restaurant where my uncle Omar Aparicio was the wine sommelier. And
Yeah.
if you and Kathy were on a special date at the Chesapeake and he knew, you know, you had a little extra, you were getting dessert, he would order the bananas Foster, and he had a Venezuelan accent, so I'm not going to
Yep.
pretend to be my Uncle Omar, my late Uncle Omar, but he would offer you and Kathy triple sex.
There you go.
So, you know, with your bananas Foster, you know. So triple sex. That was kind of his thing.
Beautiful,
So what
beautiful.
I do when I go to the, was it Miss
Miss
Twist?
Twist,
I
Miss
want to give Miss
Twist.
Twist a plug.
That's right.
I always order the wet nuts.
Oh,
And the
absolutely.
wet nuts become a joke, but there was a
Yes.
line forming
Right.
behind me for
Right.
Sunday's banana splits. And I ordered the wet nuts and I got some teetering and some tittering. I got some dirty looks and I'm like, they don't even have,
Really?
they were dry. They were just
What are
drywall
you gonna
nuts
do?
on the butterscotch,
There's
but I
nothing
left.
better.
It was the I came home and I ate so much, and I got all the baseball in. It was really a wonderful World Series. And did you make it
It
home in time
was.
for your own party to watch the end of the game?
Absolutely. We finished up. We split the space. We drove home.
Banana split?
No, I did a mint chip milkshake. That hit my spot. So the whole deal is
I didn't even know that was
after,
available.
absolutely, after crabs, since I was a little kid, we only had crabs really sparingly because we were poor, as we've
You could
talked multiple times.
$6 a dozen in a bag for the little ones, right?
That's right. You get
That's
what
what
you
my
could
dad would
get.
do. I remember
Get
Cheerios.
what you could get. It was a summertime
My mother's like,
treat.
$12 a dozen, that's a dollar a
Major,
crab. Kidding me,
major
Dad.
treat. Right,
It's
major treat.
1978.
And then after that, we'd have a little ice cream. Had to have a little ice cream.
That a lot of people in my neighborhood did this vanilla
Love
ice
it.
cream
It's a
after
thing.
crabs.
Right.
You're not
So
the only, I mean, you're the 100th person I've heard.
the Breyers vanilla bean is the staple for post crabs. So we've done the crab feasts and we do the Miss Twist. Soft ice cream. You can have sundaes, you can have milkshakes, you can have a cone, you can have a cup.
I had a really, the lady that thought my wet nuts joke was funny. We
Yeah.
had a debate about caramel versus butterscotch.
Oh, I thought you were going to say caramel versus caramel.
Well, that's Mount Carmel. That's different, you know. So,
Right.
and then there's Getz's
Versus butterscotch,
caramels.
right. Well, that's what we had there too. We had the caramel creams in the basket for the taking.
Well, you know what, Pete? This is what happens when you get Costas involved. So I
Right.
got you trying to fatten me up, and then I
Yeah.
got Greek people. And they want me to go through the buffet a second time.
Right.
And this is the so I have the regular Maryland crab, but I don't go half and half. I'm
No.
more like 90% regular,
Yeah.
10% cream. I just want a
Yeah.
little bit of
Yeah,
rosé.
yeah.
But he had rice pudding,
Yes,
and he
he did.
comes up and grabs the
Whipped
ready
cream.
whip. So
Absolutely.
I had a pit beef sandwich and a half. I had two salads. I had two bowls of soup. I had one of those cheese things. Then I had four
Yeah.
crabs.
You're
And then
right.
I went out and they put extra whipped cream on my butterscotch thing. I mean,
There
you
you
fed
go.
me. I mean, if
It's
you're at a
beautiful.
Raskin Global party,
You're eating.
I mean, God bless you, man. I mean, it was a great, that's why I
Yes,
felt like a
sir.
jerk leaving. I came up,
No, hey,
I'm apologizing to you, but I
these
can't,
it
once I went home
happens.
and watched the baseball game, there's no apology necessary, I
Right,
don't think,
right.
right?
So we got out, we finished the night, everybody was gone, packed up the place, and got home for the bottom of the ninth, watched the rest of the series, could not believe the ending of that game. I mean, just stunning. It was some of the best baseball I've watched. The series, the whole series. 18-inning game, a double play in the ninth to knock out game six. The home runs flying out by guys that you would never expect hit it. And how about the Dodgers coach, man, the manager? Who'd he pitch in game seven? Four starters, five starters.
And four, like three or
And
four of them are going to the Hall of Fame. How many Hall of
right.
Famers in this series
Right.
on the field, whether it's
Absolutely.
Freeman and
Absolutely.
Guerrero and Mookie
No
and just
doubt. No
down the
doubt.
line.
And
Scherzer was involved in this.
how about
Kershaw was
right.
crazy.
And how about oh my God, the closer. The closer.
Oh, Hoffman,
Yamamoto. No.
Yamamoto,
Yamamoto comes in.
Sasaki.
He pitched the day before. He pitched game
Well,
six.
Ohtani played all night and then came back and
Right.
started the next
Right.
night, game four.
He won game six, and he comes back in the seventh of game seven, and he gets the win. And unbelievable, dude wins three games in the World Series, pitched his brains out. Now you remember, so I have to bring this up. He pitched a near perfect game in Baltimore on 21-31 anniversary night with the greatest comeback in baseball history.
Were you at the game?
Yes.
So Luke was at that game too. You and I had a long chat about
Yes.
like missing a near no hitter or
Right.
like,
A near perfect game.
yeah.
Unbelievable. And the guy was throwing BBs in the World Series.
But
I
when
mean,
I saw
my
that, I went to Dodger
goodness.
Stadium last month as part of our, by the way, Leonard Raskin is here from Raskin Global. He manages the American Dream, which I had a little American Dream moment last week with Cameron Crowe and Sheryl Crowe in
There you
Nashville
go.
to tell you about. But when I went to LA and went to Dodger Stadium, Yamamoto pitched that night too. And
Unbelievable.
you feel like you see something
Unbelievable.
special when
He was
Just
he
all of it was, I mean, even the John Smoltz and people that have been involved in it, and
right
seeing
had
Rosenthal and Verducci in the dugout, to a man,
just
all of us who are older, I'm 57 at this point. I go back to the
yep.
72 World Series to be my first. I'm sorry I left your party, but
Yeah, it was
your
mind-blowing.
party, much like the Bryan Adams concert on Wednesday night that I was at last week, where I had a Canadian guy next to me going nuts watching the game on his
Right,
phone at a concert, So,
absolutely.
the way the
And
world
we
travels
had
at this
people
point.
in at the party who were, I mean, there were a number of phones going. The other side of the room, they had the phones going watching the Caps game, which they lost to Buffalo in a shootout 4-3. And people had the baseball game going. It was outstanding. It was a
Well,
great
sports
night.
has really been, it's been a great week for sports in that way. I mean, the
Absolutely. Good
Ravens played two
stuff.
games last week. They won them both in the
Won them
middle of the
both.
World Series. I mean, the Orioles have got a manager coming on. So, I mean, I know you're going to have a hard time believing this, but I breathe the same air as Sashi and Katie.
Yeah,
We
there you
talked about
go.
that last
That was
week, but I
last
mean,
week.
I've had a
It's been
week. I mean,
busy. It's been busy.
it's been crazy. So,
Same.
calming things down here a little bit. Let's get to some
Yes.
Ravens because
Yes.
we did have a weekend where once your party was over, how many crabs did you wind up muling home at the end of the night?
I took up a couple dozen, which is great.
You got to make some crab soup. Come on, man.
I'm just gonna be eating crabs, man. I just
No, you got to make some soup.
no soup. I just why would I make soup when Pete makes
Oh, he
the
does
most
make.
fabulous crab soup there is?
This was the hardest part. As I said to Pete, I was
Just
trying.
fabulous.
Because you're kind enough, and this is a word to anybody out listening to Leonard and I. If you need money managed, call Leonard. If you need crabs, call Costas.
Right,
I mean, like I'm wearing a
right.
Coco shirt. Take care of our people in our community. You did your party there because of
Yeah,
all
Pete,
of this and this.
absolutely.
So Pete, I'm leaving his party early too, right? And he's like, "Well, you don't like the crabs?" I'm like, "Hey, Pete, man. Like, listen, right? So Pete's like, "Hey, you want to watch the game? The game's on right in my place. Go inside." I'm like, this is what I said to him. I swear I'm saying it out loud to you. I'm like, I can't eat anymore. I can't drink anymore.
Right.
Why am I going to Costas if I can't eat anymore and I can't drink anymore?
Right.
Because between you and ham and rice pudding and Miss
That's it.
Twist and
It's all
wet
good.
nuts and butterscotch and
It was
caramel,
fantastic. It was fantastic.
I even added some strawberries in there.
There
So,
you go.
but I mean, it was
It's
just
a
so
beautiful thing.
now we got a new manager,
Yes.
Mr. Rubenstein and Mr. Arrighetti are going to spend money. Katie Griggs promised me last week all of that. But
Right?
now the
Couple new players
focus.
or a couple re-signed players.
Yeah, the focus, by the way, and I have a
Yes.
hockey note I have to leave you with. Don't let me
Yes,
forget,
yes,
because I had
yes.
dinner with Trotz last week and
Yeah, right.
I have
Right.
breaking news. I have
Okay.
something that's never been reported before that I'm going to report
All right.
about
Good deal.
your favorite hockey team.
There we
All
go.
right, I'm being honest now. So make sure you
Absolutely.
remind me
I
because I'm
got it.
teasing it. We do that in
I
radio.
get it.
But I want to see the look on your face when I tell you, because your jaw's going to drop when I tell you
Got
this
it.
hockey nugget. But it's football season now. They're 3-5.
Yes.
We have a trading
Yes.
deadline. We have a game that I thought was more winnable this week, and they're still favored. They're going to be a favorite in Minnesota this week. But I
Kind of
watched
weird.
Minnesota play,
Played
and
a
I
good
watched us
game.
play, and
They played a good game.
this is a big game.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We said they had to go, what, 9-2 in the last 11. This is one you need. You got to beat them. You got to win the next
Well,
four.
7-2 now because they want to.
Right. They won two. So now we got to be 7-2. So 7-2. This, you don't want this to be one of the twos. That's all. You got to get to 500. That's the big hurdle next.
How do you watch football on a Sunday? Are you like a red zoner or because like I
Yeah.
know like this is the point where the AI gets a hold of me and says I complain about Chad Steele all the time. I don't complain. Just the reality of being at every single game for 26 years
Yeah.
and now being at none of them. So I have a
Right.
different routine now to
Yeah, so
being on the couch. I
I
watched
watch
the
the
Pittsburgh
game.
Indy game
Yeah.
more than Red Zone until
Yeah.
Flacco caught fire. And then it was like,
Right.
all right, I'm gonna watch Red Zone because and by the way, the Colts were getting their ass kicked. So the game got
Terrible.
lopsided.
Terrible.
But I watched the
Couldn't
whole
even give
first
us a
half of that
win.
game. And I'll
Colts
tell
have
you what,
6-1, couldn't give us a win.
Pittsburgh's real. Watch out. And Cincinnati can't play
Suddenly.
defense. So I know that.
Right,
But
right. Well, my
that's
goodness.
you're talking about how we're going 7-2. That's nine
Well,
games in.
there's four
Half
games right
of
there.
our games are them, right?
Right, we got four, and then we got Cleveland again.
And
So
Green Bay and New
we got
England.
five. So we got five. I'll chalk up five of the 7-2. I think we win all the division games. I'm not worried
Oh,
about it.
wow. See, if you think they're just going to go to Pittsburgh with the season on the line first week of January, I
Well,
don't
I
know,
think
man.
well, here's the thing. If we're 7-1 at that point, it may be okay, but I think they're going to beat them. I didn't see anything there that scares me. And the Colts had a bad day, miserable day. Their line was, that's our thing. Can the line hold up against Pittsburgh's pressure? Because otherwise, I don't think they have too much there.
Well, and it's an evolving thing, right?
Right,
Like,
the whole
by the
season,
time
everything
people
changes.
hear this
Who
segment,
knows what's going to
DaCosta
happen?
is going to make a deal or two or three. And I talked to, I mean, he already dealt Jair Alexander over the
Yeah, that's
weekend.
something,
You
huh?
know, the Eagles have gone and gotten a pass rusher from the Dolphins. So these names are,
There's people coming.
there are going to be a lot of deals. And this is new in the NFL for guys our age. You know, Joe Thomas wasn't making, well, maybe he was with John Dutton and a drunk
Yeah.
owner, but this was not prevalent during the Ozzie Newsome
No,
era so much
no.
until the Eugene Monroes and the Roquan Smiths come on this trading deadline. And I find it fascinating how they dealt out of the pass rush that they felt like they had enough depth to deal Oweh to deal into the safety position with Alohi Gilman.
Right.
And they've added there, but now pass rush is what they need the most if they don't need offensive line depth, if they don't need defensive line depth, if they don't need
They do.
outside linebacker. And you
There's
know,
people out there. There's definitely people
and
available.
there's draft picks they have too. And
That's
the
right.
Ravens have cap room in a way that they've never had it before, which makes this week more interesting.
Yeah, well, it's weird to me. This is what, week 8? Week 9? I didn't realize the trade deadline was so early.
Well, it's
It
a halfway point.
seems,
It's the
you're
halfway point.
right. It's later in baseball, way later. Later in hockey, I think.
Well, if you're going to make a fundamental addition, it's adding from these 1-7 and 2-5 teams
Absolutely.
that the Titans, as
Absolutely.
an
Who are the
example,
sellers?
say
Yeah.
Kevin Zeitler is
Yep.
worth a fifth round pick to us
Yeah,
or a fourth round pick to us, but we're going
right.
to get our quarterback killed if we're going to get
Yeah,
rid of our
yeah.
veteran offensive lineman, even though
Right.
we stink. Are we going to stink more? Do we
That's
have a
right.
young guy we want to get reps to?
Gonna hurt this guy?
You know, what's the draft pick worth to us?
That's
Am I a
right.
general
That's right.
manager that's not even going to be around to make that pick because I'm going to get fired between now
Yeah,
and
so who
then?
cares? So maybe I sell now.
Well, that's how the Ravens have operated when I wrote Purple Rain 2,
Yeah,
because Purple Rain 1, we didn't
you
know.
find that diamond in the rough. It's out there.
But they have such an institutional glue about them that makes them so much more dealing from strength
Yes.
in these trading deadline scenarios. That's how they get Roquan Smith
Yes, of
away from the
course. I mean,
Bears. And
that was such a big get. My goodness, they find another something like that. You just can't imagine. But they find them. As you said, they've
well, Micah Parsons got dealt on the eve of the season beginning.
Right.
So
Right.
I don't write anything out or
No,
down. I mean, I
things are
really
of
don't.
people are available. Players are available and they're gonna find somebody. And as you said, from a position of strength, they're gonna find a guy or two. And it's gonna set the course for the second half. I have faith they're gonna find that. They're gonna do that. I don't have any worry there. I think it's
Can
gonna
I ask you
happen.
about the Orioles offseason? Because like I saw
Sure.
Katie Griggs do her thing at Sashi. Like,
Sure.
where are you? Where's your wallet? I mean, I've already learned you gave a lot of money to Geddy Lee when the first thing came out. You buy Ravens tickets. You know, we talk about the American dream, and you manage money. And I don't want to say I think you're kind of a generous dude in regard to money you have and throwing parties for people. You kind of have that Art Modell, like going first class about how you live your life, but you don't give money to the Orioles. You love sports. You love baseball so much. You closed your party down, ran home to watch. Like we've talked baseball for 15 minutes here. Like what awakens this community? Because I was wondering that as I'm sitting listening to
We
the
want
bourgeois.
winners. We want winners.
They've given you that two out of the last
I
3 years
went.
they've won,
I
though.
went. Look, I've gone to the games. I just don't have season tickets. It's too much of a commitment to be there that often.
I'm a
And
Meatloaf
again,
fan, so I get Paradise by the Dashboard Light, right?
right, there
Will
you
you
go.
love me? Will you love me forever? Will you
Right,
leave
no.
me? Right?
No.
No,
So
you know.
the answer is it's been super easy to get a ticket. It's been no big deal. I don't pay a ton for them. I probably pay face, maybe face plus
And it's
10%.
not, what's it worth to you? That's really the question. And I go through this with
Time
things I
and
love
money.
doing.
Time and money.
Dude,
That's
I
it.
love Bryan Adams, but if it was
Right.
$225 to get in Philly last week, like it was in Toronto, I wouldn't go.
Exactly.
That's that. That's
So
the Dundalk in
I'm
me.
going to a few Oriole games. The last 2.5 seasons, I have not seen them win. It's tragic. Every time I go, we lose. Every time I'm there, we've lost. 10 games in the last 2 years, lost all 10. So I shouldn't go. That's what I figure. You know, it's all about me. I shouldn't go because every time I go, they lose. And I went
There is
this
no
past season.
correlation in that, just letting
I
you know that.
understand,
Okay.
absolutely. Last season, you know, past, I went and watched Yamamoto pitch a near perfect game. And I left before we won, which is the most tragic discussion of the year.
And you went because
Anyway.
it was 21-31 night, you wanted to honor
Yeah,
Cal.
right, absolutely. And see the Dodgers. I thought it would be a great game.
And it was a full house, and you prefer that. You prefer that vibe.
Oh, I don't care who's there. I wanted to see the Dodgers play. I thought it would be a good game.
Are
Cal
Ravens games as much
21-31.
fun when it's half full? They're not, right? I mean, there is something about it being full that
No,
made the World
it's a
Series the
much more
World
energy.
Series.
Much more
Yeah,
energy
I
when the
mean, when you
place is
go down,
booming.
it's worth more if there's
Yeah,
more energy somehow. In
absolutely.
whatever the case is. I don't mean that
Absolutely.
to be derogative to
Concert.
the Ravens,
No, anything.
but
Look,
to
we went,
whatever.
it was just a movie, but last week went to the Depeche Mode movie.
I was there too. You and
I
I were in the
know
same room and we didn't realize it.
it was empty. It was an empty theater. I thought it'd be more people there, but I guess us old people don't go to movies.
Yeah,
The
and you know, that's one of those weird things where I
other thing is
spent
that also
$25 to do that.
wasn't publicized a lot. I didn't happen to see it somewhere and said, "Oh, I got to go to that."
Yeah,
You know,
well,
they're the best. I got
so
to
that's
go.
a great example of how entertainment would be, and I'm glad you brought it up, right? So there's a
Yep,
night
yep.
there where I love Depeche Mode, you love Depeche Mode. You and
Yep,
I, they played
yep.
here 2 years ago. We talked about going, we didn't go.
Absolutely.
I didn't get priced out. It was 60, $80. It wasn't like one of those $800, Eagles concert at the Sphere where like, I'm not giving you $600, Joe Walsh. I love you, but I'm not doing it.
Thanks.
And same thing would be true for Sting, who my wife likes, or the Stones, who I love, or Bruce Springsteen, who I felt ripped off at various points when I paid $400 to see him at State College, which I'm still pissed off about it, you know? So like there are things where you get your value
That's
proposition.
right.
And this is
That's
what you
right.
talk to people about with money all the time,
All the
is to say,
time. All
what
the time.
is that experience worth for
Worth.
you in that time, in that space, in that moment?
Yep. Yep.
And, you know, I get priced out
And
on stuff
money.
and I get priced into stuff sometimes, you know? And
Look,
I'm willing
money
to
is a
spend a little
medium.
bit more for a better experience like anybody else.
That's right. That's right. Money is just a medium of exchange. That's all it is. It's only has value because you and I agree to the value of it, and we place a value on the things that we want in our life, and we value them more than the dead presidents we have in our wallet. So we make a choice. Is my time and value of what I want to do worth that much money and time to commit? And Depeche Mode at $25 was absolutely worth it.
And on a night when I left the house, ate dinner at home, drove over to the theater, parked for free, walked in, you were in the theater and I didn't even know it, and there were only 40 people in the theater, right? And I
Give
loved
or
it.
take, yep.
And I walked out after an hour and a half and I had enough Depeche Mode. I didn't have to drive to DC, didn't have to park the car, didn't have to sit in the upper deck. He was right on top of me, singing right at me. He was
Exactly.
up in my
Beautiful,
face. It
beautiful.
was artsy. And I'm like, I got my $50 worth of Depeche Mode tonight. I
Absolutely.
walked out. I'm like, I had a great, that was fun,
Absolutely.
but it wasn't like being
Enjoyed.
there dancing, like,
Screaming in the crowd. That's
different
right.
experience. And you know what? You could rent the DVD, rent it at home, put it on a wall, go get a TV for a grand and put it on the wall. Like, there's a lot of ways to
Sure,
experience things. And
sure.
as I get older, pain in the ass thing. So I'm going to leave you with this because this speaks to relationships and
Sure.
it speaks to Chad Steele and John Harbaugh and why I'm not meeting Craig Albernaz this week and why I paid $100 last week to go to a competitor, out of town competitor media company's event to watch Katie Griggs and Sashi Brown speak and walk off the dais and walk out the back door without meeting me or anybody else. Like just weird stuff and why I'm willing to pay $40 to park for Bryan Adams and pay $80 to see him for the 80th time from 50 feet
Sure.
away and Pat Benatar. So Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on Wednesday night. I got to tell you this. So what the value of money and time and all of that is.
Absolutely.
Bryan Adams is playing in Philadelphia on Wednesday and I knew it at the hockey rink. And somehow, some way, Trotz and I have been trying to get together for like a while, like
Yeah,
2 years,
sure.
like a long time, you know, in the same room together.
Right.
So he was about to get fired from the Islanders the last time we were in a room together in his house. I spent the night. It was long story, but he got
Yeah.
fired like Mother's Day a couple 2 years ago, right?
Right.
So I've been texting for a month. He did the show, if you remember, back in the
Yep,
summer. I'm
absolutely.
like, hey, dude, you're in Philly on Thursday. I'll come up, but I'm not going to go to the game because the Ravens are playing the Dolphins. And I looked at him like, but I'm going to Bryan Adams. If you're coming in, let's get dinner. He's like, I'm going to come in. We're going to get dinner. So I flew up. I drove up to Philly. He flew in,
Yep.
and I'm in Midtown Philadelphia traffic
Oh,
at
great.
5:15,
Fan,
which
does
is
it get better?
the worst nightmare from
Right.
hell.
Right. Might as well be in New York.
Pierre Robert died. Like I
Right.
learned about it on the
Right.
way into Philly, and I'm talking about like Pierre Robert is so legendary that Geddy Lee made him the moderator of the book tour in Philadelphia, right?
Yep.
So like
Yep.
it's a night of mourning. I'm listening to MMR. I got lucky. I parked on the street in front of where they were staying. I went in. Trotz was on the phone an extra 40 minutes. He could get two beers at the bar. I'll meet you. Predators fans everywhere. We are
Sure.
where we are. Trotz comes down, sees me. We sit down. It's like we haven't spent a minute apart in 40 years,
Right,
you know?
right.
And we're there. And I said to him, I said, do you know that there might not be another human in the world that I would leave 2 hours early to go to Midtown Philly to park my car to have a beer with? Because that's how important relationships are. You know what I'm
Absolutely,
saying? And the
absolutely.
power of that is more important than whether it was going to cost me $40 to park my car,
Right,
or whether I
right.
was going to be stuck in traffic for
No
2 hours,
doubt.
or whether somebody's going to break into my car in Philly, which has happened a couple of times.
No doubt. No
But, you know, the
doubt.
power of relationships and the power of that feeling of
Yep.
that 90 minutes of just catching up. And I got to give you this because you love Trotz, right? Trotz is your guy.
Absolutely. He's a fabulous manager. Been forever, you know?
And he's trying to get the team better there. And he was late
Yeah.
coming down to meet me
Preds.
for a beer because he was negotiating contracts with agents and like
Sure.
doing all
Of
that, right?
course.
And we had a little talk, and I talked to him about Leonsis.
Yeah.
And I don't think he'll even mind, and I don't think Ted will mind that I make this public.
Right.
But Ted apologized to him.
Really? Really?
Ted
To,
apologized to Barry Trotz.
for letting him go
Just in a
for
general, like that he was wrong. That he was in the wrong. And you know, Barry being from Dauphin, Manitoba, up above Winnipeg in the middle of nowhere for a
Yeah.
farm town, you know what Trotz said? Trotz said, I'll tell you the same thing I told him, which was it put me on a different path. I had a different life experience. I loved
That's
my
right.
experience in Long Island. That
So
never would have happened. So
can't
I
regret a
cannot
thing.
have any regrets for all the relationships and the great people I got to meet that I had the privilege to meet, including
Because.
the gig I have now and the room I'm in
Right.
running the Predators,
Right.
where people were coming up taking pictures with us. And of course, Barry's never met a stranger. So, like, we
Right.
had 5 minutes
Exactly.
alone, and then it was a table full of Canadian people telling Rush stories, drinking beer, and it was just, you know, Trotz
Glorious.
is a light. He literally is a
Yeah.
light. So,
Yeah.
and he's a
Wow.
light that's missing from your franchise that has been noticeably absent since the minute he left.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, coaching is good now. Team needs some help. They need some work. Got to score some more goals. But he was phenomenal. There's no question about it. He took them to the highest heights and should have been there to follow it up. But, you know, egos get in the way of things sometimes. Obviously, Ted's did.
Can I give you an American Dream thing that you, as my money
Yeah.
manager and helping me and my wife and all that?
Sure, sure,
So
sure.
I quietly, and I'm only admitting this in the aftermath because it wasn't something that I wanted on social media, just in a general
Right,
sense, right?
sure.
And I don't think I put a picture up or I mentioned it briefly, but do you know where I was on Thursday as like my friend? That, I think you do, right? You think, do you
Thursday.
know that
I think
I
you
did
told
a
me. I don't remember.
24 hour, well, I have a bunch of Southwest Airlines things and this companion
Right,
pass
right.
and
You flew
like,
out. Go ahead.
I flew out Thursday morning after driving to Philly and back and doing all
Yeah.
this and Bryan Adams and like all this. I flew to Nashville. I laid in bed
Right,
all day and
right.
slept, honestly. I flew to Nashville to see Cameron Crowe,
Right.
Almost Famous, right?
Yeah,
His
yeah.
book is out. He
Yep.
canceled the Washington event, which was Wednesday night anyway.
Right,
I
so
didn't want to go to New
perfect.
York on Tuesday because of the Depeche Mode. And
Right.
honestly, that was the ease of going to Depeche Mode was 5 minutes away.
Yeah,
It was a
yeah.
one night only movie
That's
You know, the
right.
Depeche Mode thing was
See
usually
it or
news on
don't.
Tuesday,
That's
right?
right.
So I decided, because I had a cheap flight, quite frankly, to Nashville,
Yeah.
I went to Nashville in and out, and I
Yep.
went to the Nashville Country Music Hall of Fame, and
There
I
you go.
watched the Ravens game during the symposium
Oh my God.
on my borrowed for $8.99 a month daughter-in-law's Amazon Prime, right?
Right.
And so I watched the first half of the game, Dolphins kicking field goals, all that. And I sat in the third row for $88 from Cameron Crowe and Sheryl Crowe. She doesn't have the other E.
Right, I say no relation.
And the crush that I have on Sheryl Crowe never, it never extinguishes, and it's only enlightened by having a 2.5 hour dinner conversation that you're in on with her and Cameron Crowe, telling every story you could ever imagine about, like when he starts telling Eric Clapton stories, and if you know My Favorite Mistake and her date with Eric Clapton, and like you know the lore of all of this, dude, I laughed, I cried, and not just when the Ravens were scoring touchdowns.
Right.
It was like unbelievable, and it's one of those things that I think the whole experience cost me 14,000 points, $80 at a downtown
Right.
hotel, a $30 meal, and an $80 ticket. It was a very affordable. It
That's
sounds
right.
like extravagant
And
or whatever. I used points.
this is
I
what we
had a
talk
$20
about.
Uber ride. I think the
This is
whole thing
it.
cost me about $300,
Perfect.
like
How great
literally.
is that?
And I had a night that when I came home, Jen's like, I've never heard you crow about an event quite like that. Now you said the Black Crows,
Right.
who I'm seeing this week with Steve Gorman as well, putting a band together. But like, I had this experience with
That's right.
350 people in a theater with Cameron Crowe
It's as
telling
good as it gets.
stories
As good as it
about
gets.
Greg Allman. It was exactly what I want to do with my time, money,
Right.
energy, and
That's,
available points to
and
fly.
that is what the American dream is all about. It's taking what you have, being smart about it, and having the joy out of an experience that only you can quantify how great that experience is. Nobody else can have the experience you have. And for other people, somebody might be saying, "Oh, what a joke. Why would you even do that?" And for somebody else, it's a bucket list item. People just, whatever your thing is, that's what you got to get out there and do. And you got to do it now, because tomorrow, it ain't promised. None of us have the right to be here tomorrow.
The only thing that might be better than Cameron Crowe talking to Sheryl Crow would be Cameron Crowe talking to Eddie Vedder in Seattle 2 weeks from now.
There you
Wouldn't that
go.
be something?
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. There you go.
Something to think about. That's
I think
all.
somebody has miles on the board.
Leonard
There
Raskin
we
is here. He
go.
manages money and the American dream. And the stories of Sheryl Crow growing up in Missouri, from the third row, talking about the little a pharmacy that she went to, the soda shop in her town in Missouri, and that she saw Rolling Stone there. And when she opened it, she read it. She was reading Cameron Crowe's work in the
Right.
70s, wanting to be a rock star.
Unbelievable.
And also talking about the puddle between her legs when she had to go sing with Mick Jagger and how it
Good
still like freaks her out.
as it gets. As good as it
Hey,
gets.
man, that's the American dream. Leonard Raskin will
Amen.
help you build yours. He is at Raskin Global. Hey, kudos on the party the other night. And I hope
Thank you,
somebody
sir.
ate all the crabs that I left. You know, I
We
could not
everybody
eat
ate.
any more food, dude.
People ate big. People had great food. Shout out to Costas. It was fabulous. Pete did a marvelous job. Room
He
was
loves
great.
you too. He said
Place
you
was
were
awesome.
wonderful to work with. And I'm
It's a
like,
good place.
that's good.
It's good stuff.
Your group, when you gather all of your superstars in one room, really a
Yeah.
night. Oh, by the way, can I leave you with a little, this is a little inside, but Tom Davis and I had a moment on
Yeah,
Saturday
yeah.
night, took a picture,
Yeah.
and I congratulated him on going into the Oriole Hall of
The
Fame. And I
Oriole
meant it from
Hall
my
of
heart, and I
Fame.
said that to you. And I know you have a long-time relationship with
Yep,
Tom,
yep.
and I don't see Tom much. And like, Tom probably didn't even recognize me. My hair was long and out. And I got up on him, and I two things. First off, I Oriole Hall of Fame, want to congratulate him because I hadn't seen him in a while.
Yep.
Second thing was, and you'll appreciate this, and I don't know if you know this or not, Max Weiss from
Yeah.
Baltimore Magazine, my dear
Sure,
friend,
sure. Yep.
who was invited to Pizza John's this Friday but can't make it, is looking for people associated with the movie, one of my all-time favorite movies, right
Yeah.
along Fast Times at Ridgemont High,
Right,
hence my
right.
Cameron Crowe thing, right? And
Yep,
Almost
yep.
Famous, right? Which is his life story. If you don't know
Yep.
who Cameron Crowe is, Google him. That And Justice for All was shot here in Baltimore. John
Yes,
Forsythe,
yes.
Jeffrey Tambor, I mean, just legendary,
Sure,
Jack
sure.
Warden,
Sure, sure.
all in Baltimore. And she's trying to do a 50th anniversary story. It's 50 years ago that it was shot
Wow.
here, right?
Wow.
So she's trying to do a retrospective thing. And she said, "Did you, if anybody knows anybody?" And I'm like, dude, Tom Davis was in And Justice for All. And did you know that?
I think you told me that.
Well, I mean, he was in a scene with Pacino.
Right.
So when I brought it up with you or with
Yeah, I
him at
said
your
no
party,
problem.
he's
Right.
like, oh, I got to tell you about this. I'm like, Tom, don't tell me. Tell Max Weiss. And I swear to God, my instinct as a reporter sitting
Yep.
next to Tom was to grab my phone and make him tell me the story on
Right,
video
right,
because it
right.
was like, your
And
band was playing. Your
Tom's a
band was
fabulous
doing. Your
storyteller.
damn, your band was doing Billy Joel and Elton John at the time, and I felt like it wasn't when the band was singing, singing your song or Leave Me Alone, It's
Right,
My Own
right.
Life. I felt like it wasn't a good. So Tom's gonna tell that story to Max. So I've, you know,
Beautiful.
how I put you with Costas, you
Yeah,
know, like
yeah.
I'm putting Max with Tom so
Right.
that the best and Justice for All stories can be told.
Beautiful.
I'm bringing people
Beautiful.
together just like
That's
you
what
do at
it's all
Raskin
about.
Global.
That's what it's about.
He manages money, he manages people, brings people together. He is Raskin Global. You can find him on the front of BaltimorePositive.com or at RaskinGlobal.com. He always makes time for you as well. Don't wait for tax season to get advice. Call Leonard now. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.